Christian hedonism is very much aware that every day with Jesus is not sweeter than the day before. Some days with Jesus, our disposition is as sour as raw persimmons. Some days with Jesus, we are so sad we think that our hearts are going to break wide open. Some days with Jesus, fear turns us into a knot of nerve ends. And some days with Jesus, we are so depressed and discouraged that between the garage and the house, we just want to sit down on the grass and cry. Every day with Jesus is not sweeter than the day before. We know it from experience, and we know it from Scripture, because the text that Corey read says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul." And if every day with Jesus were sweeter than the day before, we'd need no reviving. The reason David in Psalm 23 praises God with the words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He," what? "Restores my soul." The reason he wrote that is because he had bad days. It's the same phrase that occurs here in Psalm 19, verse 7. "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving," or "restoring." It means literally cause to return the life of the soul. Normal Christian life is a repeated process of restoration and renewal. It is not always sweeter than the day before. Our joy is not static. It fluctuates with real life. It is vulnerable to Satan's attacks, just as vulnerable to Satan as a Lebanese military compound to a suicide bomber. When Paul said in 2 Corinthians 1:24, "Not that we lord it over your faith, but we are workers with you for your joy," the emphasis we ought to give to that is, we are workers with you for your joy. The preservation of joy in the church and in the human heart takes work. There's a fight to be fought. Our adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And you know what he feeds on? He feeds on one thing, the joy of faith. That's all he eats. He doesn't care about anything else. He'll give you anything else if he can get the joy of your faith and devour it and leave you dead in unbelief. But God, the Holy Spirit, has given us a shield called faith, a sword of the Spirit called the Word of God, and a power called prayer. And with it, we can do battle to protect and extend our joy. Or to change the image a little bit, when Satan huffs and puffs and wants to blow out the fire of your joy, there is an endless store of kindling in the Word of God. And I know very well that even though there are days when every cinder in your soul seems ice cold, if you can but crawl to the Word of God, if you can but, with the mustard seed size faith that may be left, cry out for ears to hear and eyes to see, He will push away those ashes, and He will gently fan into flame the remnants of the life, because the Word of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The Bible is the kindling of Christian hedonism. Now my aim this morning, in the few minutes we have before we celebrate the Lord's table, is to motivate you to wear the sword of the Spirit. That is, to spend enough time in it that you can keep it at your side so that you can wield it when the time is at hand for the preservation of your joy against the evil one. And there are three steps that we need to take to get to this goal that I have to motivate you to do that. One is, we need to see why it is that we believe the Bible is the Word of God. Almost everybody in the world believes that if there is a God, and if He has spoken, then anybody who consistently ignores that God's Word cannot be happy in the long run. Everybody believes that, but hardly anybody believes that the Bible is that Word. And that's true inside the church and outside the church, if we measure belief by action. So we need to see why it is. Second, we need some biblical examples of how the Bible becomes so valuable for us in preserving our joy. And third, we need a practical challenge to bind that Word around us and take it in our hand and wield it against the evil one every day. So, step number one. Here's the way I want to do it.